I was pondering this week what we're bringing to God in worship, and there's so much. As I'm sure you have, I've been glued to media this week over Ukraine, and then that calls to mind everyone else who's suffering, and so I hold that alongside friends who are sick and struggling with various things. And there's always the pandemic, of course, and people who are responding with noise and anger to that. I feel like what I have to care about has expanded this week. I have third cousins in Ukraine whom I've never met and probably never will meet, but I'm thinking about them and holding them as well. Maybe your arms are stretched around a lot today as well. So I thought that instead of a sermon this week, I would invite us into, I guess I'll call it a micro-retreat, a prayer exercise or experience centered on this story of the Transfiguration in Luke 9. I'm drawing here from the Ignatian prayer tradition. St. Ignatius of Loyola was born in 1491 and died in 1556, and at one point in his life he had a war wound, and in the long convalescence that followed, he developed this way of prayer. So let's begin with a prayer that he wrote. Soul of God, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. O good Jesus, hear me. Within your wounds, hide me. Permit me not to be separated from you. From the wicked foe, defend me. At the hour of my death, call me and bid me to come to you, that with your saints I may praise you forever and ever. Amen. Feel free to close your eyes if you like and enter this story in your imagination. Jesus has been traveling around the countryside preaching and healing. Crowds of people are following him around. They've gathered here at the base of a mountain with all their needs and concerns and heartaches, begging him, praying, grumbling, crying out, this big roiling noise of people. Step into that crowd. Join them. Listen to Jesus' stories. Watch him walking from person to person, here reaching out to touch someone, there stopping to listen and speak a word or two. The crowd moves and sways as he makes his way through and moves closer and closer to you. Look up and see Jesus extending a hand, inviting you up the mountain with him. You don't know what's going on, but you stand up to follow. As he waits, you pack your bag with some of the chaos around you. What do you take? What weighs on you most? What makes you anxious? What's been the subject of your prayers this week? What do you need Jesus to see? Stuff it all into the bag. Feel the weight of it as you heft it onto your back and begin to walk with Jesus. Jesus chooses a path and begins to climb. His robes swish and his sandaled feet find their way over roots and around rocks. What do you hear? Are there trees? Is the wind blowing? Can you hear birds? Or just the dirt and stones right in front of you as you put one foot in front of the other, trying to keep up with Jesus? Your bag weighs you down, throwing you off balance, causing you to stumble. It feels like you're carrying the weight of the world. Maybe you are. Feel the warm air grow cool as you climb. Feel your muscles grow tired and weak. Finally, notice the path leveling out under your feet and collapse in exhaustion with Peter, James, and John. Sense the cool, hard ground cradling your body as you take the thin air into your lungs. Look up through the trees into the clear sky. Breathe it in. You have landed here at the edge of your strength, and Jesus has stepped a few paces away, praying. What do you pray here on this mountain? Close your eyes and offer it up. Suddenly, a bright light fills the space. The disciples and you, even the rocks and birds, look and gasp and wonder. Jesus is shining brighter than the sun. Something in his face has lifted, no longer creased by the weight of the world, by the weight of time, the weight of death. His skin is bright, transparent to the light of the glory of God. As you draw near, feel that light soaking into your bones, moving through your body, through your mind, through your soul, bathing everything in light. Everything is grace. Now Jesus is not alone. Two figures are here talking to Jesus. Moses and Elijah are shining with the same light. In them, the great promises of God have met you here as well. As they saw God, so have you. As they are transfigured, so too will you be. As they know what God is doing and how Jesus will set us free and give us life, so too will you. See Jesus turn to you, reaching out his hands in invitation. Take your bag. Take the weight of the world that you carry, everything that is too much for you to bear, and throw it to Jesus. Drag it, if you must, into that portal to heaven. Watch Jesus catch it expertly. Watch him transfigure it too, turning it all to brightness and then to dust, drawing from the fire and from the light of heaven a gift for you too. As he extends it to you, take it in your hands. Feel the buoyancy of this gift. Feel it vibrating with the grace of God. What is it? What does Jesus give you? Hold it as a bright cloud descends over the mountain. Catch your breath. This is unlike anything you've ever seen or known. You hear the voice of God like trumpets, like the sound of many waters speaking into your light-soaked heart. This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him. Feel the rumble and the truth of that voice move through the atoms of your body, through the earth holding you, through the whole world. Drink in what God says. Suddenly, the light and the clouds are gone. Blink and see Jesus there alone. Sit and take a breath as the ground stabilizes under you. This experience is for this moment, this place, this time. Not to be staked here with tent pegs, but held as a promise of what Jesus is and will be accomplishing. Held as a revelation of the world of God that is most of the time just beyond what our senses can reach. God is at work, and you have been invited in. Jesus turns and looks at each one of us, and rises in silence, leading back down the mountain. Put the gift of this transfiguration in your pocket and follow him down the path. The roots and rocks are still there, but the way is easier. Something has changed. Something of the perfumed light of heaven, something of the vision of glory clings to Jesus and to you. Put your feet in his footsteps and taste his joy. At the bottom of the mountain, chaos still waits, suffering and arguing and helplessness. Jesus wades in as he always does. Follow in the wake of the one who parted the water to lead his people to freedom. The one who raised his hand and calmed the storm, the one who breaks death. Take a moment here, if you like, and jot down something you would like to remember about this transfiguration. Maybe a word or a phrase or a sense that stood out to you. Something that Jesus showed you. Name it and hold it. I'd like to close this time with this blessing for Transfiguration Sunday by Jan Richardson. Believe me, I know how tempting it is to remain inside this blessing, to linger where everything is dazzling and clear. We could build walls around this blessing, put a roof over it. We could bring in a table, chairs, have the most amazing meals. We could make a home. We could stay. But this blessing is built for leaving. This blessing is made for coming down the mountain. This blessing wants to be in motion, to travel with you as you return to level ground. It will seem strange how quiet this blessing becomes when it returns to earth. It's not shy. It is not afraid. It simply knows how to bide its time, to watch and wait, to discern and pray, until the moment comes when it will reveal everything it knows, when it will shine forth with all that it has seen, when it will dazzle with the unforgettable light you have carried all this way. Amen.